The mercy to the worlds, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, khayrukum, khayrukum li ahlihi, wa ana khayrukum li ahlihi. The best among you is the one who is the best to his family, and I am the best from you to my family. Goodness, khair, is the opposite of evil, means sure. Since the mercy to the world, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is the best of the creation, he informed of the best in relation to many matters of life, which are also inclusive of very important aspects such as worship and way of living. According to a hadith, the one who treats his family best and shows good manners to them is considered the best. Subhanallah. Although Islam encourages us to behave with goodness and grace with all members of society, this hadith specifies the family, because being a person of good character with one's family, especially with the wife, is challenging and worthy of praise. Allah Almighty says in the Holy Quran, وَآشِرُهُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ, and deal with them kindly. That is, speak kindly to your wives. Make your action and appearance attractive for them according to your capability, in the same manner as you wish for them. Subhanallah. Dear viewers of my channel, now let me share some prophetic guidelines regarding family. Number one, when you eat, feed your wife too. And when you wear clothes, clothe her too. Do not strike her on the face, do not say ill words to her, and if you must temporarily separate from her, do so in the house. Number two, the most perfect believer is the one whose morals are the best and is the gentlest to his family. Subhanallah. Dear viewers of the channel, the blessed life of the final prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a guiding beacon for us in this regard. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would invite people to Islam, meet with delegations, attend funerals, visit the sick and help the poor. Despite his countless engagements and responsibilities, the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam would be gentle and kind to his blessed wives, share smiles with them, listen to their concerns, and take care of them. Dear viewers of the channel, the rest of the blessed wives would also gather in the house of the wife where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam was staying. Many times, they would have the evening meal together before they return to their homes. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam would not disturb his family at night when returning from a journey, but would wait till the morning or evening to see them. Subhanallah. How careful the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam is. As the Prophet's wife were from different backgrounds with different temperaments, he sallallahu alaihi wa sallam treated each one according to her nature and needs. Subhanallah. Dear viewers, all of this means that we should treat our wives with kindness, speak kindly to them, express love and affection. Be cheerful and informal with them. Forgive their mistakes. Refrain from fighting. Protect their honor. Try our best to avoid arguments. Be generous with them. And respect their families. Subhanallah. Dear viewers, a woman can show good character to a husband by genuinely caring for him, not quarreling with him. Observing his warrants that are concordant with Islam, and speaking to him respectfully. In his absence, she should safeguard his honor and assets. Patience and forbearance should permeate her being, and she would be thankful for his kindness. Her good character should prompt respect for her husband's family and loved ones, and she should ask about them in a good manner. She should endorse his permissible work and express happiness when seeing him. Dear viewers of the channel, these prophetic teachings are the antidotes of the breakdown of families that we see in our communities all too often. May Allah Almighty have mercy on us and forgive us without accountability for their sake. Ameen bijahi Nabil Ameen, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.